You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Living independently can present many challenges for people who are blind or partially sighted, but an upcoming event in Cardiff hopes to make life a little easier. Esther Weller from Sight Cymru joins me now. Esther, thanks for speaking to us.
Oh, thanks for inviting us on the show. Thank you.
The Independent Living Sight Expo takes place in Cardiff's Masonic Hall on Thursday, October the 6th. What can people expect?
Well, it's our first expo for a few years, so we're really excited. We have at least 20 stalls. They're a mixture of companies, technology companies, charities, third sector organisations, public sector organisations, showcasing their up-to-date technology in the case of companies, but also the services that are out there that people provide for people with sight loss. It's services from charities, services from public sector organisations, latest technology. And as well as the stalls, we've got a series of workshops running throughout the day. So on similar subjects, so for example, RNIB running a workshop on introduction to campaigning. Cardiff School of Optometry are disseminating the results of their research on vision impairment. But also we've got specific workshops from companies, again, showcasing their technology. So, for example, Sight and Sound, they are giving a workshop entitled If Only I'd Known. So this workshop will be an introduction to their technology solutions and how their different technology can be a solution to many of the issues that people with sight loss face.
And what are some of the most common issues that may stop people from living independently if they do have a sight condition?
Well, there's various issues. A lot of the issues are out in the community. So there's so many issues that people with sight loss face on a day-to-day basis, whether that's physical obstacles out and about. It might be the policies and practices of an organisation, or it might be attitudinal barriers. We are focusing on this expo, I suppose. It's focusing on technology and how technology can have an impact on people's lives. And there's so much out there So hopefully we'll have a great selection on show that people can find out more about on the day.
And when you've run these in the past, do you speak to people who've made sort of big changes in their lives? In terms of, you know, being able to live more independently, what do you find has helped them? Is it technology? Is it targeted support?
I think it's a mixture of them both. I think society has got, we've got a huge role to play as third sector organisations, as society, to make it our services as accessible as possible. And I think that's really important. But technology the importance of technology can't be underestimated. I spoke to one gentleman, for example. He's in his 90s. He had some sight, but very limited. And his daughter had bought him a smart speaker. And he said to me that it had changed his life because he was now able to look what's on the TV. He was now able to phone his friends. It gave him so much independence. So technology can be play a huge part to play in promoting technology for lots of people, in particular people with sight loss.
And for people not familiar with the organisation, what kind of support can Sight Cymru offer to people thinking about independent living?
Sight Cymru offers a wide variety of services. So we've got a team of rehabilitation officers who can go out to people's houses and just assess their living, their day-to-day life, I suppose. So they look at daily living, they look at mobility, they look at communication, and they will put a package in place to support someone to live independently. But apart from that, we offer various services which run alongside that, I suppose. So we've got a technology service. We've got a technology officer who can go out and support someone in the house, find out their needs in regards to technology and give them one-to-one support. We offer training. We offer training to organisations on how their organisations can become more accessible to people with sight loss. We offer emotional support. So people, again, if people with sight loss are feeling that they need a bit more emotional support, we can offer those. So we offer a huge variety of services, mainly with the aim of making people with sight loss as independent as possible.
And the Independent Living Sight Expo takes place on Thursday, October the 6th, in Masonic Hall on Guildford Street in Cardiff. So very close to Cardiff Queen Street train station and just across the way from the Motorpoint Arena. Is there a cost to attend the event?
No, it's all free. There's a complimentary lunch as well. And on top of that, there's a free goodie bag for the first 100 guests.
Fantastic. How can people sign up to take part?
Well, they can contact us, Site Cymru. They can get in touch with us through, if you look for Site Cymru on the internet, or through our general email address, which is postman@sitecymru.org.uk. Or we have got a booking link via Eventbrite, so people can search for the expo via Eventbrite. But failing that, just give us a ring in Site Cymru. And that is 01495 763650.
Well, Esther Weller from Site Cymru, we wish you all the best for the Independent Living Expo on Thursday, October the 6th. And thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much. Thank you.